for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Men's Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, October the 15th, 2016. Verna Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on 21st Century Men of Issachar.
Father, we thank you for those who have given tonight to meet the needs of this camp. We thank you, Lord, that people help us to keep this camp going. Oh God, it's your camp. It's not mine, it's not the help's, but it's yours and yours alone. You are in control here of everything that goes on. You are in control, and we thank you, Lord, that you meet the needs, that we can keep this going, and that you will keep this going through hard times and good times. You keep the camp going. It's a refuge for the men and women that come here to be set free. And Lord, we do the things that you have commanded us to do in this camp. We follow the things that you have told us you want done, and we stand by those things so that the men and women that do come here will be set free and healed from their infirmities, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. Every part of my being, Lord, glorifies you. Every part of me just wants to scream out, praise the Lord, holy is his name, holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord. That has redeemed me. That has redeemed me. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Well, we've had some pretty good teaching here this weekend. Strong stuff. But nobody ran off yet. Stuck it out. Stuck it out, and you come back for more, and you're going to get some more tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Williams is going to come now, and he's going to bring us the word that God has sent him here with to teach us and to help us.
All right. How many of you have been blessed all these days? I have certainly and tremendously been blessed. And by the men of God, Brother Randy, Brother Nikki, that have came, and the praise and worship, and the leadership, and I have really and truly been blessed. You know, sometimes you need to be refreshed, you know? Amen? And we thank God for Jesus and what he's doing in these last days. Praise the Lord. I had told Brother Merrill, I said, Brother Merrill, you prophetic, because you kind of stood up here yesterday and shared some things with the people. I'm saying, you all in my message for you all in it, brother. So I started laughing. But that's God. You know, he brings his people into proper alignment. Is that correct? Amen. Well, giving honor to God, I love to say that, who's the head of all our lives, to his Son, Jesus Christ, and to the precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. We thank God for the leadership, Brother Merrill, and Patty, Kevin, other fivefold ministry gifts that are in operation here. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus the preeminence. Give him a hand. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, your word says in the book of Acts chapter 13 that when David had fulfilled his purpose, he died and slept with his fathers. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that each one of these men tonight and their families, that they fulfill the purposes of God. And we pray, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, that Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17 says, why should you die before the time? Why should you die before the time? Father, we pray that each and every one of us will be purpose men with a purpose. And we pray that we will fulfill the purpose and destiny of God for this nation that we love so well, the United States of America. And we pray that thine eyes and thine ears are attentive unto this nation. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's go right on. I want to share a poem with correction. I read a poem earlier. Please forgive me. I want to share a prophetic dream with you by a man named T.D. Vitale. T.D. Vitale, he had a dream about America. And he had it October 1st of 2013. And he says in the dream that he had, he said, I was in the spirit on the morning of October 1st, 2013. He said, God commanded the holy angels to get coffins or to get caskets for each of the nations located in most of the Western world. America's coffin was the first one brought to God. He placed all our founding documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the remainder inside the coffin. God then closed the coffin and commanded the angels to take down the American flag and drape it over the coffin. Britain was the next nation that the coffin was brought to. One by one, a line formed with each nation's coffin, one behind the other. A large room was before me, and America's coffin was placed in the middle. The remainder of the coffins were placed in a circle around it. For a period of time, there was silence, and the coffins were available for viewing by those in the heavens. Then God commanded each angel to start funeral proceedings, starting with America. Then Great Britain, each coffin was taken from the throne room and placed in a burial place prepared by God. I saw geographical changes in the format of the nations and the continents, and I wept bitterly. My tears were no longer American, but they were shaped like the heart of another nation. God told me he had taken America's blessing, and the hearts in the form of tears represented his love for a new nation. He had now given our blessing today. My heart was broken. My tears had not ceased to flow since that day. God has given me much comfort, but has shown me many things that confirm there is much change ahead for America. He told me he still loves the American people, but America has rejected him and separated him. And each time he delivers them out of a crisis, they return right back to their wicked ways. He said, I will no longer deliver America or hear her. He will hear only those people he loves and favors. Then he commanded the angels to lock the throne room and the heavens with a large lock and key, and make those who read and hear understand what the Spirit says to his own. I want to use as a subject today, 21st century men of Issachar. 21st century men of Issachar. I want you to turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, and I want you to look at verse 32. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. And of Issachar men, who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. 200 chefs and all their kinsmen were under their command. So the word of the Lord says that the sons of Issachar, or the men of Issachar, were men who understood the times and knew in their hearts what Israel ought to do. Now let's reverse that. The sons of Issachar were men who understood the times and knew in their hearts what America ought to do. God is moving, or God is calling men of Issachar. And I'm speaking to each and every man that's here today in these crisis times. In America, there's a great need for Issachar men. Men who can understand the plans and purposes of God for America in the earth realm. God is calling Issachar men to understand and to listen to his voice and obey his instructions for this nation. God is calling Issachar men, or men of Issachar, to minister in the gifts, understand how to operate in the gifts, and receive revelation knowledge and insight from the Lord to hear his purposes and to hear his plans for America. God again is calling Issachar men who have the knowledge of what to do when our nation is in a crossroads, when our nation is in a time of crisis, when our nation has crossed the Rubicon. God is calling Issachar men who will have wisdom and revelation to do it. I agree with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he said, there's too many girly men. The spirit of femininity has entered the church and men are becoming girly. And they're not being a prophetic voice for this nation. And they're not seeking the plans and purposes of God for this nation. They're not on their knees and they're not fasting and they're not crying out for this nation. Wherein our nation is in a crisis. When you look around and you discern America's current path. Just take notice of America's current path. Her current path, her current destiny is self-destruction. Amen. This is the path that this nation is on.
Amen.
America's current path of self-destruction. There have been years of wrong choices, rejecting and moving God. Hello, saints. Removing God and dethroning the Ten Commandments from and the Bible, which is the Word of God, from our institutions.
Amen.
I want you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 1. Let's look at verse 30 and 33. The book of Proverbs chapter 1. Let's look at verses 30 and 33. This is what the Lord says to a nation that is in rebellion. And verse 30, who will accept none of my counsel and despise all my reproof. Verse 31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be saturated with their own devices. Verse 32, for the backsliding of the simple shall slay them, and the careless ease of self-confident fools shall destroy them. Verse 33, but whoso hearkens to me shall dwell securely and in confident trust, and shall be quiet without fear or without dread. America's current path, what are we witnessing? We are witnessing natural disasters, monster storms, man-made technological hurricanes and tornadoes and twisters. The recent hurricane, satellite imagery showed an image of a skeleton inside the eye of the hurricane. And when I see a skeleton, that's symbolic of death. And that tells me that is not God's hand, that's Satan's imprint. Whether we know it or not, there is a word called harp, and there's another word called Tesla technology. And I have some material that I read in Vietnam. They use HAARP against the Vietnamese during the monsoon season. They flooded out certain geographical locations so that the soldiers could come in and press in towards the enemy. Now, many people say, well, brother, that's God. It could be God. But I do know that the New World Order, the Illuminati beast, they have the technology to disrupt weather patterns. Many of you know the book of Job. The Bible says that God gave Job permission to do what you will to Job, but don't kill him. Don't take his life. And in Job chapter 1, when you study that, you'll see the next thing that happened was a strong wind came, storm, lightning came and killed the serpents and killed the animals. And many times as a believer, the first thing you would say, well, wait a minute. God gave Satan permission to attack Job. Who sent the lightning? Who sent the storms for death and destruction for the cattle and for the servants? Well, that's easy. We're in a time, saints of God, where there is hope. We're in a time where technology has taken on a critical and dangerous manifestation.
That's right.
I refuse to believe in my heart. And yet it's right before our eyes. A hurricane can drive up South Florida like you're driving a Mercedes-Benz. It can turn left. It can turn right. It can back up. It can stand still. It can go forward with mass destruction. There's a book by the name of Jerry Smith, and he's deceased. And Jerry Smith wrote a book called Weather Warfare. The military draft or the military's plan for weather warfare. And we are seeing it right before our eyes. And our beloved nation, America, is being pounded with Tesla technology. Turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's start at verse 47 and 51. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's look at verse 47 and 41. In verse 47, the Bible says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness of mind and heart, in gratitude for the abundance of all with which he had blessed you. Look at verse 48. Therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord shall send against you in hunger, in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he will put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. Now look at verse 49. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies. A nation whose language you shall not understand. A nation whose language you shall not understand. Verse 50, a nation of unyielding countenance who will not regard the person of the old or show favor to the young. Verse 51, and ye shall eat the fruit of your cattle and the fruit of your ground until you are destroyed, and also shall not leave you grain, new wine, oil, the increase of your cattle, or the young of your sheep until they have caused you to perish. America's current path is Islamization of America. And let me say that again. Islam. Islamization of America. And many American cities are now accepting and adopting Sharia law. What is Sharia law? It's easy. It's the law of Islam. What is Sharia law? Death is punishable by amputation of your right hand. What is your real law? Criticizing or denying the Quran is punishable by death. What is your real law? Criticizing or denying Allah, the God of Islam, is punishable by death. And there are many other penalties that are under Sharia law. And what are we seeing in our cities? Islamization. Many of our cities, I was amazed to see how many mosques and many temples are coming up. Where are the prophetic voices? Where are the men, the Issachar men, who can weep between the porch and the altar? Where are the men, hello saints, that can cry out for this nation, who can fast and who can pray, who can wait for this nation? Where are the men? Are the men becoming like what Arnold Schwarzenegger said? Have we become girly men? America's current path is Islamization of America. Loss of liberties is another area of America's current path. Assault on liberty in America. The U.S. Constitution is treated like it's a piece of paper. And this is America's current path. The Second Amendment is being suspended. The First Amendment is being suspended. This is not the nation that I fought for as a young man. This is not the nation that I know. Well, they told me going to Vietnam that I had to defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic. This is not the nation that I knew of apple pie and granddaddy's shotgun. And singing the songs of old, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. America is crying out for Issachar men. And that's my subject. 21st century Issachar men. 21st century Issachar men. Turn with me to Luke chapter 21. St. Luke chapter 21. I cry out to you with my heart tonight because I love my country. I love this nation. Look at Luke chapter 21. Let's look at verse 11 and 12. Another area of the current path that this nation is on. Look at verse 11. There will be mighty and violent earthquakes in various places, famines and pestilences, plagues, malignant and contagious or infectious epidemic diseases, which are deadly and devastating, and there will be sights of terror and great signs from heaven. Now look at verse 12. But previous to all of this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, turning you over to the synagogue and to the prisons. Kings and governors, and you will be led away before kings and governors for my sake. Here's America's current path. Man-made viruses, man-made diseases, man-made infections. And there is even a return of ancient plagues, GMO foods, Frankenstein foods. I call them Frankenstein foods. What's the book Mary Shelley? Mary Shelley wrote the book Frankenstein. What are we seeing? Frankenstein food. Monosodium glutamate being put in the food to cause rage in people to get violent. All kind of artificial sweeteners, aspartame and the flavor enhancers for your coffee can cause blindness. What are we seeing in this current path? Premature death through medical conspiracies. There was a time when you went to the hospital, you went to get healed. But there's a danger that we are in. You can go to the hospital, listen, and it's not true that you might come back. Tell those saints, because I've lost some loved ones myself. Creation of hybrid creatures. There are laboratories in America now. They are creating hybrid creatures. Britain just created a three-cell baby from three parents. The baby was formed. They are now intermingling human DNA with animal DNA. The days of the werewolf, or the wolf man, or in Spanish is el hombre lobo. The days of the wolf man, or werewolf, are a reality because there are evil scientists tampering with creating hybrid creatures. The beasts of the earth are going mad. Down in Florida, I've never in my life heard of so many shark attacks. 3 feet of water up to probably your knee or to your ankle. This is America's current path. Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 6. Let's look at verse 8, please. The book of Revelation, chapter 6. Let's look at verse 8. Well, brother, you shouldn't be talking about America's covenant path. Brother, you should be preaching about prosperity. Brother, you listen, we're into the prosperity fanaticism and the prosperity extremism. Brother, it's about you getting a Rolls Royce. Well, brother, if somebody don't get on their knees, this nation is not going to be around unless it makes a change for you to drive your Rolls Royce. Look what it says in verse 8 of Revelation 6. So I looked and behold, an ashy pale horse, black and blue, as if made so by bruising, and his rider's name was Death, and Hades, the realm of the dead, followed him closely, and they were given authority and power over a fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with famine, and plague, pestilence, disease, and with the wild beasts of the earth, in the Amplified Bible. This is America's current path.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to this. Everywhere we hear in this nation, there's warning of an economic collapse. In the streets of America, there are cries of civil unrest and racial or race riots. There are demonic manifestations that are running in the streets of this nation. Blood in the streets of America. Police and civilian killings in America. Increased demonic activity in America. And this is America's current path. Where the men of Issachar, where the men in the church that are weeping between the porch and the altar, I tell you where they are. Rip Van Winkle said, 40 years. I tell you where they are. They're too busy worshiping Nike, the god of sports, and they can't see the Trojan horse that's about to enter this nation. Hello, saints. This is America's current path. Increased demonic activity. I never in my life have heard of so much Santa Vida, voodoo. What's that? Brazilian Macumba, which is voodoo, Brazilian voodoo. The New Age movement, astral projection. After you get phone calls and say, my Uncle Bob astral projected through the wall. And I say, what? I think Don King was right. Only in America. Only in America. Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 9. Let's look at verse 18 and 21. America's current path is self-destruction unless the winds of change begin to blow quickly. Look at Revelation chapter 9. Let's look at verse 20. And the rest of humanity who were not killed by the plagues, even then did not repent of the worship of the works of their own hands, so has to cease paying homage to demons and idols of gold, silver, and bronze, and stone and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor move. Look at verse 21. They did not repent of their murders or their practice of magic or sorcery or sexual devices like Brother Randy said today. This is our current path as a nation. Where are the believers? Are we under mind control? Are we under hypnosis? Where are the believers? Where are the men? Men of Issachar, 21st century men of Issachar. They understand the times that we are in, and they know what America ought to do. It's crisis time in this nation, saints of God. Here's America's current path again. Nations are now threatening to nuke the United States of America. Russia, saber rattling. China, saber rattling. North Korea, saber rattling. Mr. President, I pray that you're listening. $150 billion to Iran. Enforcing the Islamic army. Someone say, well, brother, you're radical. Radical for Jesus.
Amen.
Hello, he's there. Hello, saints of God. I'm not fearing any man. The men of Issachar, they were prophetic voices. They weren't afraid. And that's what God wants to raise up. The little man in Korea has satellites orbiting this nation.
Russia is reopening her military bases in Cuba and now Vietnam. America is surrounded by the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Gulf of Mexico, and the five Great Lakes. What is that? Revelation chapter 17, verse 1 and 2 says, woe, listen to the judgment of the great whore, that's you, Mary, the great whore that sits upon many waters, a judgment, and it talks about 10 nations burning her. This is our current path. Martial law is on the horizon, this nation. FEMA concentration camps are on the horizon. There's anger over the elections. It's time to wake up. It's time for the men of Issachar to understand their plans and purposes of God for this nation. It's time for them to be intercessors, like it was said today. It's time for them to fast and go in consecration. It's time for them to be prophetic voices. It's time for them to bind and loose and take authority because they understand the crisis that they're in. Listen, saints of God, I have grandbabies, grandchildren, I have sons and daughters. I'm not only concerned about self, I'm concerned about the future generation of this nation. And you should be too. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 51. Let's look at verses. Jeremiah chapter 51. Let's look at verses 12 and 14. Jeremiah is prophesying against the judgment of Babylon. And Babylon in the end time, listen, a modern day Babylon will receive fiery judgments, nukes. Verse 12, set up a standard or signal to spread the news upon the walls of Babylon, make the watch and blockade strong, set the guards, prepare the ambushes. When I hear that word ambush, that lets me know that nations can be ambushed. For the Lord hath both purpose and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. Look at verse 13. O Babylon, you who dwell in many waters, rich in treasures, your end has come and the line measuring your life is cut. Look at verse 14. We see an invasion. And the Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill you with men as with a swarm of locusts who strip a land clean, and they will lift up a song and a shout of victory over you. America's current path is greater enemy attacks, foreign military attacks, and even a ground invasion of this nation. I talk to many young people, and I tell them, do you realize why you looking at hip-hop and hello, BET, and you looking at a lot of all this, well, please forgive me, this filth. Do you realize that this nation is in danger of a ground invasion? That this nation is in danger of being nuked? They don't care. It's all about boogie. Let's party, man. Let's get high. Hey, that old man don't know what he's talking about. Issachar men, arise. Issachar men. This nation is at a crossroads. This nation is in a crisis. Issachar men, if you love this nation, then stand for her and pray for her. Call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he's the only one that can redeem at this time. Amen. America's current path, self-destruction, chaos, calamity, and great judgments. Listen to this. There are prophetic voices that say America stands at a moral and a spiritual and a historical crossroads, even with the elections. Will America, after the election, experience accelerated judgments or a Nineveh repentant type delay? I don't know about you. I don't want this nation to see accelerated judgments. I want this nation to see a Nineveh. A Nineveh type delay. How many of you are listening to me here? Turn with me to the book of Jonah. The book of
book of Jonah. Let's look at verses. Let's look at Jonah chapter 3. No, I just bought my new Bible. Please, there we go. There we go. All right, let's look at Jonah chapter 3. Let's look at verses 1 through 4. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, verse 2, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, preach and cry out for to it the preaching that I tell you. So Jonah arose, verse 3, and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey, 60 miles in circumference. Now look at verse 4. We see a prophetic release. We see a prophetic sentence of judgment from God. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be destroyed. 40 days and Nineveh shall be what? Destroyed. Now look at verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed in God and proclaimed a fast. And they put on sackcloth and penitent mourning for the greatest of them to the least of them. In other words, when they heard the prophetic sentence that in 40 days Nineveh shall be destroyed, the people of Nineveh did what? They proclaimed a fast. I want to say to the 21st century men of Issachar that are sitting here today, it's time for you to proclaim a fast. And whether it's a 21-day Daniel or a 40-day Moses fast, it's time to, if you're a pastor, it's time, hear the cry of God, hear the shofar, hear the trumpet. It's time for you to call the church to fast. Oh, I hear so many things. Oh, she's going to fall apart. Oh, my God, she's dead. She's done. But I just believe in my heart that there are many scriptures where God relented after he had pronounced sentence of judgment on a certain nation. Look at verse 10 of Jonah 3. Look at verse 10. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God revoked his sentence. God revoked his sentence. God revoked his sentence. Oh God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we at Lake Hamilton, we men of Issachar, ask you to revoke your sentence against this nation and bring a Nineveh-type delay. This is our heart. This is our cry. This is our heart. And this is our cry. In verse 10, God revoked or he delayed the sentence. The man of God in the dream, he saw America being put in a coffin. The American flag was draped around the coffin. But the scripture tells us that when the men of Nineveh fasted and cried out, and a true heart felt repentance, there came a delay of sentence. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 36. Let's look at verse 1 and 3. The book of Jeremiah chapter 36. Let's look at verses 1 and 3. Verse 1, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Jeziah, king of Judah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Take a scroll of parchment for a book, and write it on the words that I've spoken to you against Israel and Judah, and all the nations from the day I spoke to you, in the days of King Josiah unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do to them, so that each one may turn from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and forgive their sin. Father, we pray a delay for this nation. All that you have purposed in your heart, all the citizens of judgment that you have purposed, we pray a delay, Father. And in that delay, we don't pray, Lord, that they will go back into wickedness and go back into sins. We pray that there will be heartfelt repentance in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
I'm going to share another drink with you. There's too many pages, I'm just going to give you part of it, and you'll understand.
Here's a woman of God who had another dream. And in the dream, she said, I found myself standing at a crossroads. Sounds familiar. Well, I was surrounded by thousands of people who were standing on the same crossroads. She said, in front of us stood two roads. To my right was a road called Republican Road 2020. 20 and 20 is 40. 40 years of the generation. And to my left was called Democratic Road 2020. Now, instinctively and prophetically in a dream, I knew that both roads in front of me related to the ongoing U.S. presidential elections, and the numbers 2020 represented two things. The first meaning was the future. The second was that God was about to give me a dream, and America people in the days of 2020 vision, clarity, insight concerning their future and the road in which they must choose to journey down in the days ahead. As I looked at both of the roads in front of me, I felt a sense of urgency within my spirit to choose a road and to choose it very carefully and very wisely with prayer. I knew my final decision would greatly impact and influence my faith, my own future, and the next generation in the dream. Now the dream, the atmosphere around me was filled with fear, confusion, double-mindedness, and indecision, and my mind seemed drawn in one direction, but my heart and spirit were drawn in the other. There seemed to be a fierce battle going on in the spirit between what my heart or what my spirit was discerning and what my mind was thinking. And adding further to that dilemma, I had so many voices that seemed to be screaming out at me. The thoughts and opinions of others kept going around and around in my head. Then suddenly I heard a voice say, come follow me and I will reveal to you what the future holds. I immediately stepped out, followed the sound of the voice, which took me down the road to my left, which was called Democratic Road. And then she said, as I walked down Democratic Road 2020, she said, all of a sudden what caught my eye was a house that had a sign in front of it that said death. Then I came to a second house, and that house had a sign that said destruction. And I came to a third house on Democratic 2020, and that sign said bloodshed and murder. And I came to another house on that road, it said free abortion, Planned Parenthood, no freedom of speech, no freedom of faith, famine, sickness, and disease. And yet again, another house was called debt, bondage, and bankruptcy. I'm by in no means trying to infiltrate anybody's mindset or try to get you to vote whether with the Republican or Democrat. I'm just sharing a dream with you. And I believe the credibility of this person, amen, because it's been accurate in many areas. And I'm sharing a dream. And I believe by faith that God is speaking from New Zealand to Australia. There are many prophetic voices that are speaking out to America that she is at a crossroads. And the decision that she makes will not only affect her, but it will affect her future also. Then she says, when she got to Republican Roadway, she said, she looked and saw a house that said, Restoration Renewal. Then she saw another house that said, Freedom, Faith, and Fortitude. Then she said she saw another house that said, Vindication and Victory. Life and Liberty. And then she said, then the dream ended. When we look at America's current path, most men in the church is worshiping not yet the God of sports. Most men in America are worshiping Bacchus, the Roman god of intoxication, drunkenness, and sexual orgies. Most men in America are worshiping Cupid, which is Latin for Cupido. In Roman mythology, Cupid was the god of lust, perverted sexual attraction. And I find out that even dealing with Valentine's Day and even dealing with Cupid, there's a word called lycanthropy. Lycanthropy festival, which means werewolf festivities, werewolf sacrifices. When we were in Mexico, we went in the Catholic Church. They had a 7-foot tall statue of a wolf that had wolf skin and wolf hair. And this thing was 7 feet tall. It was a 7-footer. And I told my wife, I said, honey, look at the claws on this thing. This thing is standing over. I said, if the demon were to activate that thing, now everybody would be running out the Catholic Church. Amen? Where are the men? We are worshiping the gods of gambling. Who are they? Zeus, Hades, and Poseidon, even though they're marine spirits, but they were known to throw dice to split the universe. Where are the men in America? Well, the men in America are sleeping. They are sleeping. I believe that God is speaking to each one of you men tonight. That the wisdom that characterized the sons of Issachar needs to be characterized in you, in your church, and even in your coming generation. Let me share something. Turn to Judges chapter 4, verse 4. The book of Judges, chapter 4, verse 4. How many of you are being blessed tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh,
yeah. Amen. This nation is in a crisis in our current path. Where are the prophetic voices? Look at Judges chapter 4, verse 4. Now, Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, judged Israel at the time. Does everybody see Deborah the prophetess? She led Israel. She had a prophetic ministry. Is that right? Now, look at Judges chapter 5. Look at verse 15. Judges chapter 5, verse 15. And then it says in verse 15, and the rulers of the prince of Issachar came with Deborah. And Issachar was faithful to Barak, and to the valley they rushed forth at his heels, but among the clans of Reuben were great searchings of heart. In other words, there was a co-partnership with prophetess Deborah, the prophetic ministry, and the men of Issachar. Understanding the prophetic ministry is much needed at this hour. And I want you to hear me again. There was a co-partnership with prophetess Deborah, who had a prophetic ministry, and the men of Issachar. So this gives us some revelatory insight that we're in a time where men should understand the prophetic. Men should try to understand or ask the Spirit of the Lord to help them understand dream and vision symbology. How to interpret their dreams and visions by the Holy Spirit. This is a time of prophetic ministry when the gift of prophecy or prophesying should be taught in many church structures. This is a time of prophetic ministry when there should be an understanding of revelation knowledge. This is a time when the gifts of the Holy Spirit should be taught. And listen, the saints should be able to activate or should be able to operate in many of the gifts of the Spirit. Now, you know 1 Corinthians 12. There's the word of knowledge or supernatural knowing. There's discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits is much needed at this time. The gift of discerning of spirit. Because the children, the men of Issachar, they had keen insight. They were very sharp as men. So not only that, men, we need to learn how to pray prophetically. Many times, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 28, it says, we know not what we should pray, but the Holy Spirit will help us with our weaknesses. There are times when some of them comes in the prayer line, I don't know what to pray for them, but I will listen to what comes from my heart. I will listen to the prophetic flow, and that's called prophetic praying. So it's time that men understand the prophetic ministry, because prophetic ministry is essential for you to hearing and understanding the purposes and plans of God for this nation we love so well, America. Come on, give the Lord a praise on that one. I found something that caught my eye, and it came from a website called From His Presence, and she said something that really caught my attention, and I've never been taught, but I kind of looked at it a little bit, and I can understand where she's going. She said that if the sons of Issachar understood chronological time, political and spiritual time. They understood it because they were keen and they were sharp in the gift of discerning of spirits. They understood the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. She said that the sons of Issachar could discern what God was doing in the spiritual realm as well as what God was doing in the earth realm. And they said, she said something here very powerful. She said, America needs 21st century men of Issachar who understand the heart of God and know what they should be doing and how they should be praying for this beloved nation that we need. I want to say to you men, it's not as good that you worship, you come to church, God bless you, you come to get a blessing. But Jesus wants more intimacy from you than that. Listen, saints of God, we serve a humongous God. We serve a creative God. We serve a mighty God. And it's just more than, it's so much to Him that we need to know, saints of God. How many of you are listening and hearing with me? We are in a time we got to hear God's voice. I'm human. Do I miss it? Yes. I miss it a lot of times, saints of God. Do I miss the gift? Yes. I'm human. But I have a heart. I'm hungry for training and for hearing His plans and hearing His purposes of God. We need men like the prophet. You know, the prophet was asleep in a bed chamber, but he was able to tell Israel that the enemy is trying to attack you from this, from the west side. We need these type of men, saints of God, that know what Israel ought to do. Let me tell you something, saints of God. I'm not going to bring anything about the election, but you can discern. If you sit there and watch that Babylonian idiot box, that television, that we're calling a Babylonian idiot box. If you watch that television, saints of God, you can see unforgiveness. You can see resentment. You can see bitterness. You can see people bringing up things that happened 40, 50 years ago. Come on, saints of God. When the statute of liberty, not liberty, the statute of limitation has already been null and void. So we're in that time. We need to discern men. We need to discern the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. She also said they knew when one move of God was ending and another was beginning. They knew when one move of God was what? Ending, and another move of God was beginning. You know, I hear people say all the time, I had friends of mine tell me, I want to be like Jack Cole. I want to be like A.A. Allen. And I want to be like Maria Woodworth Etta. Or I want to be like Catherine Kuhlman. I want to say, brother, I don't want to be like none of them. I want to be like Jesus. Because let me tell you something, brother. That move of God that was then, Jesus has promised us something greater. Because Jesus has said, greater work shall He do. Yes, Catherine Kuhlman could walk into a church and Catherine would fall off like a piece of meat on the floor. But Jesus has promised us we will do much greater works than what they ever did. And I believe by faith that the deliverance ministry is taking on a new dimension of power, dunamis and exousia, and authority at this hour. And I believe that the saints have not seen. If we will just submit to His purposes and His plans in the earth realm, we have not seen this, the glory of the Lord that's going to manifest in this house.
My God, Jesus. You got to excuse me. He made my nose drip.
Then she goes on to say, America needs 21st century Issachar men. She said, they could discern when a leader was falling and another was rising. Because the men of Issachar, they kept a relationship with David. David was a prophet. David was a king. David was a warrior. David was a man after God's heart. So that tells us that the men of Issachar, listen, they understood David. They knew he was prophetic, and that they knew that he had a heart for God. She also says something else that caught my attention so good. She says America needs 21st century Issachar men to pray for a strong dimension of the strength of spirits. You think, because men need to discern what is of God, what is of flesh, and what is of the devil. Is that right? Then she said that they could even tell you who the next leader should be. They knew who to follow and they knew when to follow. America needs strong 21st century Issachar men who can tell you God's heart for the leadership. How many believers that you know can honestly say in their heart, I know in my heart this man or that woman is the heart of a father for this nation. Hello, saints of God. We need men of Issachar. You've been in your prayer closet, man. You've been in your war room, man. And you're discerning. And when you see the election, you can say with an honest man, that's the devil. That is the heart of the Father. And I believe many times that God will choose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. We're looking in the natural and imperfect vessel. All of us are imperfect. Even the 12 disciples were imperfect. But Jesus changed their heart. King Nebuchadnezzar was a wicked man. Hello, saints of God. But listen, I believe by faith that if we will cry out to God and ask God for discerning of spirit, that God will give us that keen Issachar insight, that we can begin to see leaders who are fake or half-baked, compared to the leaders who are genuine and will stand and uphold the Constitution and will stand up on the Word of God and will stand against Roe versus Wade and will stand against the gun laws and will stand against the hatred that's filling America's streets. Oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, saints.
Yeah.
I'm on fire with this right now.
Yeah.
Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 5. 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 5. 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 5. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 5, their kinsmen from all the families of Issachar, they were what? Mighty men of valor. Does everybody see that?
Yeah.
Issachar men were brave men. They were what? Strong men. Is that right? They understood times and seasons, and they knew what Israel ought to do. But they were also valiant men. They were also brave men. I've never met so many men in my life that tell me, like my little grandbaby, I'm scared. I have met men that have told me, brother, I'm so frightened. I'm so scared. And I want to look at them sometimes and say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him shall I trust. Psalms 27, the Lord is my life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? We need brave men. We need men of valor. Men who are not scared. We are in a time where people are afraid to say something.
Come on.
I've heard people tell me, brother, I don't mess with the government, brother. I say, brother, if Jesus tells you to go stand on the steps of the White House, are you going to obey Jesus? Or are you going to run for your life? Let's keep moving, saints. I read an article in Matthew Henry commentary, and it came from 1708 to 1710. Now, that was an old article. And it came out of Matthew Henry's commentary. And it says, the men of Issachar had great skill above any of their neighbors. They were men of great understanding, and they knew what Israel ought to do. They were men who understood natural times and could discern the face of the sky. Men who they were also weather wise. Jesus rebuked the men at one time. Said, you can discern, is that right? But, okay. They were men who could advise about when to plow, when to sow, when to reap. Now this comes from 1708 to 1710. They were men who understood ceremonial times and appointed feasts and went to call people to the mountain. And that's Deuteronomy chapter 33, 18 and 19. Just write it down. Deuteronomy chapter 33, 18 and 19. In other words, they knew when to call Israel to the mountain for the feast and to worship. Men who knew what Israel ought to do. All right. I don't have that much farther to go. Just be patient with me. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Let's look at verse 40. First Chronicles chapter 12. Let's look at verse 40. Also, those who were near them from far as Issachar, Zebulun and Naphtali brought food on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen. Abundant supplies of meal, cakes, figs, branches of raisins, wine, oil, oxen, and sheep. For there was joy in Israel. And one thing I found out about the men of Issachar, they were givers. They was not stingy. They were givers. They met the needs of others. Hello, saints of God. America needs the wisdom and characterization of Issachar for this nation, for this church, for our families, and even for the election. America needs to hear the voice of God. Many are saying already it's too late. There's no hope for America. When it was too late and there was no hope for Israel, the Issachar men were sensitive to the Spirit of God. What is God saying? What is God saying for this nation? America needs Issachar men to know what's on God's heart. Men, you need that presence on your life. America needs Issachar men to understand the times that they are in. Our current path is calamity. Our current path is chaos. Our current path is destruction.
Amen.
Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Let me tell you something, saints, as American citizens. All of us, we're in this together. Black, green, brown, purple. You can be purple. We are in this together. Hello, saints of God. Dr. Martin Luther King once said, and one of his book materials that I have, he said, when those missiles start flying, they're not going to discern what color you are.
No, they shouldn't.
So you're going to have to love your nation and stand with your nation in a time of crisis. I want to say this, and it didn't take me long to say this. I want every man here, before we have you come up for prayer, I want every man here to repeat after me. You can do it while you're sitting. Say, Holy Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. I've not been the man of God to fulfill the purposes and plans of God that you call me to be. Lord Jesus, your word says in Acts 13 that when David had fulfilled his purposes, he went to sleep with his fathers. Lord, bless me to fulfill your purpose. I don't want to be like Ecclesiastes 7 and 17. Die before the time. Die before I fulfill your purposes. I am a purpose man with a purpose. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, the presence of God that was on the men of Issachar, I pray in the name of Jesus that through Jesus Christ, that presence will be upon my life. In the name of Jesus, that I can understand the plans and purposes of God. I can understand the heart of Father God. I can be sensitive in many areas. Empower me with the gift of discerning of spirits. Give me a hunger for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that I covet the best gifts. In the name of Jesus, put godly men and godly women in my path who are like Deborah, prophetic, not pathetic, but prophetic, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, Help me to understand times and seasons. Ecclesiastes 3. Give me an understanding of dreams and visions. Speak to me at night. Let me hear the voice of God. For this nation I love so well. Father, we pray for the elections, that it will be your heart and not the design of the Illuminati, of the Bilderbergers, of the Club of Rome. It will be the heart of the Father. The heart of the Father. The heart of the Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I say to you this day, through your grace and mercy, I will be that 21st century man of Issachar with an understanding of prophetic ministry. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you were blessed by that? Give Jesus a praise. Is there anybody that need prayer? Amen. If you need prayer for us to pray with you again, you can just come up here and line up, and we'll be glad to pray with you in a certain area or however the Holy Spirit leads. Okay. But if not, then I understand that you've had an awesome time in the Lord. Is that right? Okay, I'm going to give that call out one more time. Is anybody that don't know Jesus? Have I ever given their life to Christ? And I heard a pastor say one time, the doors of the church is open. I'm saying, wait a minute, God, the doors of the church should always be open. But that's an old saying. Way back. Amen. If anybody that don't know Jesus, amen, they want to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Okay, nobody wants to do that. Well, if anybody doesn't need prayer, I pray and thank you for your patience and your kindness. And I thank you and I pray that you will bless by the Lord. Because you can do this for me. Okay, well, here's one. Thank you.
I want to pray. I want you to pray for me that I'll have the nine supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. All right. All hands this way, point this way, please. Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, Lord, I stand in agreement with my brother. Lord God, he says that he wants prayer that he'd have all the nine gifts of the Spirit manifesting in his life. And Father, I stand with the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1, verse 11, when Paul said, I desire to see you that I might impart some spiritual gifts into you. And as I lay hands on his stomach, Father, I pray and activate those gifts. A stirring of the gift of faith, the gift of discerning of spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, mysteries will be activated, will be stirred in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this man right now. In Jesus' name. Hold on, brother. Hold on. Father, I pray for the joints. I pray for the ligaments of this man. I pray that the Holy Spirit begin to move in his joints, even in his ligaments, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray the Holy Spirit will move in the vertebrae in the lower spine region, but there's been some issues in the back. Issues in the back problems in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the shoulder area where there's been tenseness in the shoulder, in the base of the skull, and even the bones. I lift them up before you, dear God, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray the Holy Spirit will move in the nervous system, the central nervous system, and I pray for healing, and I pray for deliverance right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray for him, Lord, that your word says, I shall not die but live, and declare the glory of the Lord. And brother, I want to tell you that Caleb was 85 years old before he received the promise. Listen, don't be worried about time. God is not bound by time because of your age. God is using, listen, the elderly and the up and more mature in age. God is using my help.
Thank you,
sir. It's all right. Don't be bound by time. I sensed in my heart, Caleb kept bubbling up in my belly here. God is, listen, he's not bound by time. He was 85 years old before he said, and brother's age doesn't mean nothing to God. Is that right?
Is that right, brother? That's all right. That's all right, brother. I love you, man. And man, I thank God for your fire and for your fruit. You got a lot of love, brother. You got a lot of love, and I thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Come on. Come on.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.